Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. One of Milwaukee's biggest public health concerns is its high teen pregnancy rate. A number of years ago, after a report showed that Milwaukee was among the top cities for teen pregnancies, Mayor Tom Barrett and Health Commissioner Bevin Baker announced a citywide goal to reduce the rate by 46% by 2015. In the fall of last year, the city reported that the rate had dropped from 52 pregnancies per 1,000 girls in 2006 to 33.4 pregnancies per 1,000 girls in 2011. While these efforts show progress is being made toward the goal, there are other efforts to help and support the teen moms that are already out there. And that includes Rosalie Manor Community and Family Services. It's targeting a number of resources to help teen mothers through its Positive Parenting Program. That program, which has been around since 1908 as the Mother Care Program, pairs caseworkers with local teen moms to teach them parenting skills, provide financial and emotional support, encourage educational and career goals, and offer guidance towards becoming contributors to the community. Anna Hammernick is a graduate of that program who's become a teacher and school leader working in several different countries. But 18 years ago, she had just given birth to her daughter, Olivia, as a teenage mother. It was a happy but scary time, and she tells Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce how the program stepped in right when she needed a lot of support.
I was a little bit in denial when I first found out that I was pregnant. So it took about 4 or 5 months for me to go to the doctor and actually get that confirmed. And I remember my mom was in the car and I still hadn't been confirmed, but she said, so when are you going to tell me you're pregnant? And I was like, just dead silence. So that sort of spurred me then to go to the doctor and find out. And I sort of thought I was, but you know, if you don't know for sure, then you can sort of still ignore it. So I think that's what I was doing when I was 17.
What was going through your mind in terms of once you got that confirmation? Did you really conceive how your life was going to change?
No way. I don't think there's any possible way to know what being a parent is like when you're 17.
What was your mom's reaction then, you know, once it was confirmed, and your family's reaction?
I think they were all very disappointed, you know, because I think all of the people that love you always see the potential that you have. And so when that sort of gets derailed, it hurts them because they know what's coming, but you as the person that's in it doesn't know what's coming. So I think they were very disappointed. But after the initial, oh my gosh, sets in and everybody's sort of over it, then you start getting ready for a baby. And then when the baby comes, you get excited because you have this brand new, gorgeous new baby and everybody's helping and everybody's supporting. And, you know, it sort of changes. So at first it's like, oh gosh, you know, she's going to be a mom and she's still 17. And then it's, wow, this baby is beautiful and we love her and we can't imagine her not being in our family.
Did you expect that you would get that support from your family? I mean, what's your dynamic there?
I don't know if I ever really considered that my family wouldn't support me. They've always been supportive of all of my adventures and everything that I've always done. Even as a kid, I went to space camp. You know, so I mean, they've always really encouraged me and loved me and wanted me to do the things that I wanted to do in my life. So I guess it never really occurred that they wouldn't support me. I didn't know how much they would support me. That was probably a big question. How much were they going to babysit and how much would they help me when I needed to write a paper or go do something? So that was probably a big question mark.
How did you come to learn about Rosalie Manor and the Mother Care Program, what's now called the Positive Parenting Program?
So I delivered at St. Francis Hospital. And while I was in the hospital room, Becky, who was a case manager at the time, just came into my room and introduced herself as being from Rosalie Manor, told me about the program and asked me if I was interested.
And what did she say that made you receptive to this right after having a baby?
I think there's one thing is any support you can get. Any support you can get is always going to be helpful. So if somebody is reaching out their hand to you and saying, here, you're in this situation, I'm going to help you, I can't imagine turning that down. So I don't remember her exact words, but she was willing to help me, and I was willing to take all the help that I could get. I knew it would be hard. I didn't know how hard, but I knew it would be hard, and I knew I would need everything that I could possibly get from other people to support me through this.
So what did you get from Rosalie Manor's Positive Parenting Program? I mean, what resources were provided to you?
I have to say, like, probably the biggest and most important one that Becky gave was, like, she talked to me. And it wasn't talking to me as another adult or talking to me as one of my friends. It was sort of talking to me as a peer. And so it was different than the sort of support that I got from all the rest of the people because she was a little older and wiser, but not too old and wise that I felt like she was telling me what to do. So I would ask her everything. I mean, I even remember at that point in time she had gotten engaged and I was just asking her about getting married and about how she found her husband. Just normal conversations with people. And I think that was what was really great about that relationship, is that I could really talk to her. But of course, they gave me lots of resources if I was low on diapers, if I needed formula, or if I just couldn't find a way to do something, if I needed a good doctor for my daughter. You know, it was just like all those things that you just don't know how to find or where to go to get things. I could easily just call Becky and say, hey, like, I'm not sure how to do this. Can you help me? So she would come over and we would go through things. She would help me with Olivia and the things that she was going through. I remember when she was starting to walk and wondering, is this when she's supposed to walk? Or, you know, when they start eating solid foods, is this when they're supposed to be doing these things? So it's just somebody to talk to about all of those baby-related things that's not preaching to you or just being your friend. They're really there to help.
Well, that seems like a really important element, this idea of not preaching, but rather being supportive and not talking at you, but talking with you.
Right, right.
What was it like, though, as you were learning how to be Olivia's mom, also being a teenager at the same time? I mean, that's a time when you're kind of forming your identity. And they always say that, you know, when you become a mom, that's your new identity. But I would imagine there's still a lot of mix of emotions when you're that age.
I don't really go for that argument that, like, as soon as you become a parent that you give up everything else. I can't imagine what my life would be like if I had had to do that. My parents were phenomenal in that respect. They still let me be a teenager at times I needed to be a teenager. And then I was a parent at the times I needed to be a parent. So oftentimes on the weekends, my mom or my dad would watch my daughter and I would go out with my friends to the underage clubs and we would go hang out. And then I would come home and I would be back in my parent role. I imagine if you have to step into that parent role and just be a parent, there are so many things that you miss. It's the time when you become independent and you figure out what's right for me or what's not right for me or what kinds of choices am I going to make in my life. And if you are automatically put into a situation where you can't figure out those things, I can't imagine what would happen after that. It really is a time where you really figure out who I'm going to be. So I'm figuring out who am I going to be as Anna at the same time as who am I going to be as Olivia's mom. So my parents were great. They let me be a teenager. Other times I was going to school, so I was a student and then I was a mom. And I sort of wore a lot of hats at that time. And I'm very thankful that I had the support to be able to do all those.
So let me ask you about that. What made you decide to take on going to El Verno, getting 2 degrees while you have this young daughter?
So after I had my daughter, I had gone on what was used to be called the AFDC. So it was the welfare system that we had back then. And that was at the same time that everything was being changed and you weren't allowed to just be on AFDC. You had to be going to school. However, the rules said you had to be going to school for to get a degree. It was a 2-year degree at the time. And so I was in sociology at El Verno. And that was a 4-year degree. And they said, nope, you have to drop out of school. You have to get a job because that's a 4-year degree. You can't have a 4-year degree. There was no way that I was ever going to be able to support my daughter for the rest of her life if I wasn't allowed to go to school. I can't imagine flipping burgers for the rest of my life and being able to support my daughter. So I went to El Verno and I said, okay, so I have to have a 2-year degree. What do you guys have? I need a 2-year degree. And so they had piano, pedagogy, and a general studies, which wouldn't have led to a job. And they had paraprofessional. And I was like, okay, that's what I'm doing. Put me in that program. And so I went to El Verno to be a paraprofessional, and I started in the Milwaukee Public Schools. While I was in the Milwaukee Public Schools, and I kept going to school to get my bachelor's degree, because then by that time I was self-sufficient. But it really came down to, I have a child. There's no way I can have a minimum wage job and still do everything I need to do for her and for me. So I have to go to school. I have to get a degree so I can make more money.
How did the Positive Parenting Program help you as you were going through those challenges, trying to ensure not only a good future for yourself, but for your daughter?
You know, it's encouragement. Like, keep going, Anna. You know it's hard. Keep going. You're doing the right thing, which is important for people, you know, to know. Like, no matter how hard it is, no matter how many times I go to bed crying at night or how I had done things, certain things in my life differently, like, keep going. So that was huge for me, is to keep having somebody tell me that I'm doing the right thing, that I'm making the right choices, and that I should keep going, especially not for me, but for my daughter. And then just other times, Rosalie Manor had some really great, like, Christmas parties and things where we would go and there would be gifts for my daughter and myself. So they had events where we could go and get together with other teen moms. And those things were also very important to me.
Did you see other young women struggling without the support of their families like you had had, but being able to get some of that from Rosalie Manor?
I'm extremely lucky. I can't even put into words how lucky I am to have the family that I have that supported me the way that they did. there are tons of teen parents out there that do not have the support that I had with my parents and the rest of my family for that matter. I think Rosalie is critical because it does offer so much of what a lot of our teen parents in Milwaukee don't get. And I work in schools. There's tons of parents that when their child gets pregnant, they're like, get out. You have to leave. I don't want a baby in this house. You have to go. I'm not supporting you. And so where do you go then if you don't have anybody? And so I think Rosalie is really amazing for the teen girls that are in Milwaukee that are in that point where they need help and they don't know where to turn.
I think it's interesting, though, even in your situation, Rosalie, you know, where you did have the support of your parents, maybe your parents weren't ready to have their daughter be a mom.
Very true.
So it kind of provided resources that they maybe still wouldn't even have been able to provide, no matter how many, you know, how much support they gave you.
Right. When I look back at that time, I really can't imagine doing what I did without support from both. As much as I attribute to Rosalie Manor, I attribute as much to my parents, to some of my friends that were around at that time. I mean, I just had a really great support system. There's a lot of people that helped me out at that time, that helped me get where I am and still do. I mean, you know, I might be 36 at this time, but I still have a ton of support. Then she can do it too.
Well, let's talk about some of your accomplishments. You obviously worked in Milwaukee Public Schools. You've worked in schools actually all over the world. You just finished as a campus administrator as a choice school in the Milwaukee area. And now you are going on to another big adventure.
I am. I am going to be moving to the United Arab Emirates in August to work in the Abu Dhabi Education Council, the public schools that are in Abu Dhabi. And so right now I'm just in the process of packing up my house and sorting through things that are long old and little pictures that Olivia used to draw me back, you know, 15 years ago and so. So I'm getting ready for the next big adventure.
I just find it fascinating because I feel like a lot of times the message that we give teen moms is, that's it, your life is over. And yet here you are, you've gone on, earned multiple degrees, raised a beautiful daughter, traveled the world, seen the world, and are now going off to this amazing opportunity to teach other kids. Do we often count teen moms out?
We do. We do. I think it's really unfortunate, and I think it goes back to what we said earlier about, like, now that you're a mom, your life is over, and now all you need to do is be a mom. And I think that we don't support moms enough. I had dreams before I was pregnant, and I still have dreams now, and there's no reason why anybody's dreams have to be cut short because of any life circumstances. I don't know if there's enough programs in Milwaukee or enough people doing the things that we need to do for teen moms. I think Rosalie is fabulous in that we've been doing this for so long in Milwaukee. There's so many teen moms that Rosalie has helped, but there are so many more out there. And I wish all of them knew that life doesn't stop. Really, life just begins. I mean, I took my daughter to Belgium, Germany, and Netherlands when she was in the fifth grade. So that first experience traveling, even for her, makes her want to go travel now. It's all those little things that you can do for your child while you're doing things for yourself that really make a difference in the end.
What message do you have for other young girls now in the situation that you were once in?
Go to school. I can't stress it enough. The only way to have a future for you and your child or children is to get an education. Your children will see you reading books and writing papers and on the computer looking up things and going to the library. And in turn, that sort of gets instilled in them. And then they will want to increase their own knowledge about the things that they love. And it sort of domino effects into our children that education is important and that no matter what they want to do in their life, if they have their education, that's something nobody can ever take away.
Anna Hamernick, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Anna Hamernick is a graduate of the Rosalie Manor Community and Family Services Positive Parenting Program and is now on the organization's board. The proud mother of daughter Olivia, she also has worked in education as a teacher and in leadership positions for 15 years, and she just left this month to teach in the United Arab Emirates. She spoke with Stephanie Lecce. You can learn more about the Rosalie Manor and its Positive Parenting Program from links at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Coming up next, we'll go back 150 years to learn about a book that's collected from letters home to Wisconsin during the Civil War. That's just ahead on Lake Effect from WUWM.